At its core, the U of A Poetry Center's Young at Art Festival is about encouraging young minds to explore art as a means of self-expression. But on the outside, to most kids, it's all about finding new ways to have fun.
My name is Annika F. Burns, and I'm 8.
Annika is part of a Saturday morning reading and writing activity group called Poetry Joeys. It's for children ages 4 through 10, and Annika can explain the name.
Well, we have like a mascot, and the mascot is a baby kangaroo, which is called a joey. And we work at the Poetry Center writing poetry, so that's where the name kind of comes from.
Although she may be one of the younger kids whose creativity will be on display at the Young at Art Festival, she's already a seasoned open mic reader who has no problems with stage fright.
It's really exciting. You get to take a microphone and read whatever you're reading, your poetry or your story or whatever.
One of Annika's teachers is Allie Leach, who's constantly amazed by the freedom and the inspiration that her students bring to their writing.
I've been working with kids for the past 2 years. I taught in Mexico, and I also taught third grade, but I decided to get my MFA in writing. After a while, I was like, this is really solitary. You know, you spend so much time alone as a writer. And this class popped up, and I'm with first and second graders at Hollinger Elementary School. And each week, I get to come there and teach poetry lessons and write, you know, stories with them. And it's a lot of fun because you are out in the community and you're doing hands-on work.
Allie shared one of her students' poems with us. It was written as part of an exercise into personifying emotions.
This poem is by Isabel Ross, and she's one of the first and second graders at Hollinger Elementary School, and it's called Confused. Confused can never think of anything. He's always asking his only friend Guilty what to do. Guilty always gets in trouble. Confused lives in his confusion. Guilty lives with all of his no longer friends at the principal's office. Guilty always gets yelled at. Confused never can do his homework. Guilty can't do his homework either. They never get to play. Confused has to be doing his work. Guilty has to say sorry to everyone. They never get to do anything.
Can you give us an example of something that you might use as a starting point to inspire a poem?
Yeah, I think just everyday objects are great because it's great for the kids to have something tangible to hold on to. And for one of the lesson plans that I had, I gave students erasers, stamps, paper clips, and it was amazing all of the things that they thought an eraser could be or a paper clip could be when it's simply just this tiny everyday object. And I have one of the poems by one of my students, Abeli Caresis, and he's in the first and second grade class at Hollinger Elementary School. And this poem is called Things an Eraser Can Be. An eraser is a blanket, a pillow. An eraser is like a fat slice of cheese, a sponge. An eraser has holes like a basket. It is like a rectangle. The eraser looks like a TV, like a bookshelf, like a box. When the eraser is dry, it feels like soft clothes. When it stands up, it looks like the Statue of Liberty or a flag. These images are just coming out of nowhere, and they're not cliches. They're really original, and they just, you know, look around the room and think about it, and it just pops up.
Allie said there's a variety of techniques that can help a kid get started on their first poem, and they readily accept concepts like metaphor and alliteration. Annika told me what she does whenever she runs into a strange new word.
I usually ask someone what they mean first, and then I try to learn how to spell it.
And here is Annika Burns reading one of her most popular poems.
The Seeker of the Birds Music. Before your life, the monsoon helped Mother Earth make the violets keep on growing, and the dewdrops cleaning the earth. As I sleep, I dream to have a journey as I wait for the sunshine to come in the grassland. She sees the summer sands half open already, the secret of the bird's music you do not want to know.
Why do you think that we don't want to know the secret of the bird's music?
Maybe because it's really long?
The Young at Art Festival includes food and activities for all ages, including a wide range of performances from local youth artists. It's happening at the University of Arizona Poetry Center from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. this Saturday, April 30th. I'm Mark McLemore, Arizona Public Media.